American Indian, Alaska Native, and Native Hawaiian leaders have been named to the Advisory Committee on Reconciliation in Place Names, a national panel that will address derogatory place names. The members of the panel will identify and recommend changes to offensive place names across the nation. The group reports to the Department of the Interior, the federal agency with the most trust and treaty responsibilities in Indian country. Our nation's lands and waters should be places to celebrate the outdoors and our shared cultural heritage, not to perpetuate the legacies of oppression, said Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland, who is the first Native person to lead the agency. Conservative lawmakers in Colorado have rejected the idea of introducing city events with an acknowledgement that Aurora, Colorado was established on former Native American lands, invoking God and gripes with the language of the statement. Councilmember Danielle Jurinski said she wouldn't support a land acknowledgement unless the group would also acknowledge that this is actually God's country. That's the only way I'm going to in any way, shape or form be for this, Jurinski said. She also questioned staffers about the size of the city's three-person Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. On August 1, 2022, the BIA Cheyenne River Agency began accepting sealed bids for 48 farm pastures encompassing over 11,000 acres or nearly 20 square miles of the most agriculturally valuable land on the reservation. Bidding closes at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time on August 22nd, with the bidding opening immediately following the close of the bidding at the BIA agency office located at 24343 Highway 212 in Eagle Butte. Those are the headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.